Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim along with you out of Allentown, Nebraska. Glad to have you along during these cold winter days. Brr. So, if you're looking for something to do inside, you probably need to make plans to attend the 63rd Annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. There's Ranch Sorting, South Dakota Cutting Horse Association Cutting, the Merck Stray Gathering, Bullfighters Only on February 1st, Running's Jackpot Team Roping on Sunday in February, the Ranch Rodeo Bronx for Breakfast on Wednesday, a whole lot more the 31st through February 8th in Rapid City, South Dakota. See you there.
Is your morning coffee getting a little lonely? Pretty quiet that early time of day in the winter? Sounds like it's time to pair your time up with Tri-State Livestock News. Packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, coming out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota. Visit TSLN.com.
And of course, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. What are you going to share today on The Good Stuff?
I've got a poem here that's by D. Strickland Johnson, and it was written in 1993, updated a little bit. In 2007, we've all lost someone, and I think this might touch a moment, touch a place in your heart. It's called Morning in the High Hills. In the quiet of the morning, when the sky is clear and white, and dawn's soft hush has slipped across the solitude of night, when the last pale star has fallen, and the east's a rosy glow, streaked with lavenders and orchids with a touch of indigo. When the lights all are blending, there is no defining each, and the sun peeps up appearing like some plump and pinkish peach. There is nothing quite so moving, quite so silent, quite so strange, as the Lord's most recent wonder, birth of morning on the range. I can't quite seem to fathom. I can't help wondering why I was placed amongst such beauty, all this solitude and sky. Now I see you ride before me as my feet trod earthly sod. I watch you vanish in the sunrise. Go with God. Again, D. Strickland Johnson. Morning in the High Hills.
How long has it been since you've heard the six pillars of character? Remember, I think that was a 4-H program
it was.
Here several
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Yeah.
And other people have used that, but I thought it might be worth sharing to everybody here on The Good Stuff. So you youngsters, turn your radio up a little bit. The six pillars of character: trustworthiness, be honest, don't deceive, cheat, or steal, be reliable, do what you say you'll do, have the courage to do the right thing, build a good reputation, be loyal, stand by your family, friends, and country. Respect is another pillar. Treat others with respect, follow the golden rule, be tolerant of differences, use good manners, not bad language, be considerate of the feelings of others, don't threaten, hit, or hurt anyone, deal peacefully with anger, insults, and disagreements. Another pillar is responsibility. Do what you are supposed to do. Persevere. Keep on trying. Always do your best. Use self-control. Be self-disciplined. Think before you act. Consider the consequences. Be accountable for your choices. Another pillar is fairness. Play by the rules. Take turns and share. Be open-minded. Listen to others. Don't take advantage of others. And don't blame others carelessly. The fifth pillar is caring. Be kind. Be compassionate. And show that you care. Express gratitude. Forgive others. Help people in need. And the final pillar of character, citizenship. Do your share to make your school and community better. Cooperate. Stay informed. Vote. Be a good neighbor. Obey laws and rules. Respect authority and protect the environment. The six pillars of character. I'm not sure who wrote those or where they came from, but I think we all ought to have those plastered on our wall somewhere to remind us on a daily basis.
Yeah, refer back to frequently, the saying might be.
If you're still looking for something for a New Year's resolution, maybe adopt one of those and work on that for a while.
There you go. That sounds great. And with that, let's throw out some Irish proverbs. What do you think of that? That'll keep you on the straight and narrow. Time is a great storyteller. That is so true. And the work praises the man. Little bit to think on, but sound information. And you will never plow a field if you only turn it over in your mind.
Oh, that is true. So get to work out there and be sure to keep listening to this radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.